He broke into me, stole something. A brazen thief, never charged with forced entry because, please, don't. Didn't lead to blue-black marks on the lock. And no one sees the bruise prints, the scratch marks on my spirit. These don't make police reports. The dignity missing from my step doesn't qualify as physical evidence. I shake when I see him. Only my homegirls seem to notice their golden light protective around me. His boy's mantra is, lying bitch. They mutter it with sharp machete eyes. Occasionally someone rouses himself to say it, lying bitch. The words weigh down the wings of airborne birds, and for the first time, I see these men not as men, but as terrorists in training, camouflaged bombers on the ground floor of truth-taking dynamite, to which foundation I see myself as a prisoner of war, an exile, a survivor. I wish this wasn't my story, but it is. A million times over, and just when I think it has gone away, it reappears at my doorstep, in another woman's face, or on the 10 o'clock news, and although I have loved men since, maybe another sister can't, so this is our story, and it will be ours until we don't have to claim it anymore. Until women from Brooklyn to Oakland to South Africa can sit back in amazement and say, I can't believe such things ever occurred. Until the word rape can be wiped out of our vocabularies and removed from the dictionary. Until then, this will be our story, and the wounded eyes will tell it, even when we don't.